One thing I was thankful for when I lost my daughter to suicide was that she left a note and thanked us for all we did and how hard we tried. We read it once. The police wound up taking it. I only had to read it once, though. I didn't even care if I kept it or not, but I felt it was so important. Without a note, then how would I know what she felt? How would I deal with my guilt or my regret and all that stuff? And you're telling me only 20% of suicide victims leave a note. How does that tie into this topic about the desperation to gain control?
Well, I think the first thing is the families of the person who took their own life, to be able to manage their grief, it's good to have a note. If somebody leaves a note and says, this is not about you, this is about me, I can't function in this life, I can't seem to manage my life, what they're doing is giving the family a gift for the family to be able to manage their own grief. Now, let's talk about this issue of control with the person who does take their life. I think in every case that I've had for years, every case, the person who commits suicide is a person who feels out of control. They don't feel like that they can manage their life anymore. Sometimes it's because the idealized self and the actualized self are so far apart, but sometimes it's because of bipolar. Sometimes it's because of dysthymic disorder or affective disorder. We've already talked about altruistic suicide. Sometimes it's because this is the only control they have, is to sacrifice themselves for someone else. And then there's another suicide, revenge suicide, where somebody feels like this is what I have to do to have control. I have to get even with that person. And so they take their life and they hope that somebody else suffers because they have taken their life.
That is ghastly. That happens? How often does that happen?
I had a situation where, this has been many years ago, but a couple of brothers had an interest in the same woman, and one brother was engaged to her, the other brother was the one that lost her affection. But after 6-8 months before the wedding, the other brother who had lost the affection actually got together with the girl, and his brother found out and wrote a 15-page letter and then took his life. I read the letter. It was just strictly revenge to get even with both of them and to get back at them. And believe it or not, Eli, it was truly an act of control. He felt for that moment, writing that letter and ending his life, it was control. Now, I want to say one more thing in terms of treatment for families like this. You need to think about the opposite of that person having control. Do you really want to have control of someone else's life? Most of us say, yeah, for a little while I might want to get them on the right track, but ultimately, I don't want to control my children's life. I don't want to control my wife's life. None of us really want to be in charge and in control of someone else's life. And so at some point in time, we have to relinquish that thought and that idea and say, look, I would have liked them to change their mind. I would have liked to have talked them out of it. But this was their choice. This was their act of control.
Absolutely. That's what I learned. She was bipolar. I didn't cause it. I couldn't control it. And I couldn't cure it.